When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday and welcome to our intention setting practice of this week. I genuinely hope you've had an amazing weekend. I hope you feel excited about this time of year. For me, there's something about the end of the year coming up that feels so very sacred and special. It really is a big chapter ending, and we're about to embark on this new journey, all of us together, hopefully toward brighter places and a little bit more ease and togetherness than we saw in 2020. And as for an intention for this week, I was really meditating on this today, really wanting to anchor into a place that can help us arrive at the end of the year feeling more connected, not just to ourselves, but also to each other and to this world. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So our intention for this week is going to be completely centered around gratitude. Now, if you have had a really, really challenging year, I mean, raise your hand if this year was just the hardest year ever. Everyone is, I know, we share that all of us together. But particularly if you're sitting with feelings right now around this year, just being the worst, right? It might be a little bit challenging to actually anchor into a true place of gratitude when you reflect on the year that's passed. And sometimes we have to actually put a little bit of gratitude into action toward the little things in our day to day to help us arrive at a place of gratitude for the overall year. So for instance, if I'm having a really hard day and all I can see around me are the things that aren't working, right? I'm just in that kind of complaining mode, or I feel like everything is just uphill, nothing's going my way. A really easy practice that I have to counter that a little bit is to just pick the tiniest little moment in my day that actually worked out and then sit in complete gratitude and awe for that experience. And it can be something as simple as, I made a really delicious smoothie that day, right? Everything else just went to total crap. Nothing went my way. Nothing worked out the way I wanted it to. But I made that really delicious smoothie. You know, I took my time with that smoothie. I really enjoyed it. When I bring gratitude toward that and I sit and I enjoy that moment of my day, and maybe I repeat to myself a couple times, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The fact that I can nourish myself with nutritious foods, the fact that I have the ability to take a moment in my day to make and prepare food for myself, just I start to kind of open up the door to a little bit of gratitude for something super simple. And before I know it, I find something else to be grateful for, right? So it's almost like the moment we begin with a little bit of thank you, that thank you starts to flow over and suddenly can change the entire energy of a day. So by setting an intention this week to anchor into gratitude every single day, you might find that come the end of the week, when it starts to get a little bit closer toward the end of the year, closer towards setting our intentions for the new year, that maybe you will feel more gratitude as you reflect on the year that's passed. Doesn't mean we're going to try to rewire our brain or pretend like everything was wonderful when it wasn't. No. But we're going to put gratitude into action in different ways all throughout this week so that we have that overall vibration of just thank you resonating through our very core. And that way, when we operate from that place of gratitude, everything we look at will feel a little bit more illuminated. Everything we look at will feel a little bit more purposeful. And you might even find yourself finding some gratitude in those really hard things that happened this year, even if it's just a little bit of a sliver of a thank you. So this week, I will anchor into gratitude every single day. This week, I will anchor into gratitude every single day. Begin each day this week with a small gratitude practice. And you can choose for yourself. Maybe it's just journaling on what you're grateful for that day. Maybe it's writing a gratitude list at the end of the day. Maybe having a mindfulness practice where you repeat the words thank you silently to yourself as you do chores or mundane things around the house. Maybe it's calling up people that you love who really matter to you and telling them thank you. You can pick a new person every single day just to express your gratitude for them and how they've been there for you this year. So find different ways to anchor into that gratitude every single day this week. And let's just see where that gratitude takes us. I have a gut feeling that it's just the most important practice we can anchor into right now, and that it's something really transformational to help us reframe the year a little bit and hopefully get us ready to enter 2021. So I hope you have a really grateful week, a week filled with gratitude. And remember, gratitude, it's not something that we fake or force, right? First, we accept the places we are. And if we're having a hard week or a hard day, we look for gratitude in those simple little things. Any way we can get there is good. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.